9 David. The Pasuk tells the Pesukim in Hashem of the Ruach. About in all the Ekev Tishma, we should listen to the mitzvahs, even the small mitzvahs. And the prophets go on to speak about in the reshine of the Aliyahs, of all the different things that we went through in the Midbar. By the culmination at the end of reshine, the Torah tells us, Ki Hashem lakecha v'viyacha, because Paul tells us that all the things that we went through, the trials and tribulations, you know, it's were tapas, that even though there were difficulties, but it was the place of this great land of Eretz Yisrael, that the earth nachli moim l'ayim es yisroim v'yaitim abiku v'har. And people say, all the wonderful potatoes, all the wonderful fish, 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 all the But in Pashas, the Pasuk is telling us that the Torah is telling us that it's a land where we're going. There's also great stones and great metals. But it's interesting to note right after the Torah is Rachalta v'Savota v'Rachta v'Shem Alekev Hashem Rotot v'Hashem Nosamoch. The Torah here comes along in the end of Rishon and tells us Rachalta v'Savota v'Yuina we satisfied v'Rachta v'Shem Alekev. It's interesting to note that we hear the Torah tells us this is the mitzvah, the raisa of eating, of when we eat that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to give our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the evening of benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah brikas hamazon that we have every time we eat bread. So it's interesting that the in between over here, it says the edges of the miskinus tochel balachem esasa kol ba edesh avaneh vayzel me'areh tafel mechayishes. So mechayer, if you look at the psukim pashas, we should say that they shouldn't be a hefsek. We should go from straight from ayat shalom tochel balachem esasa kol ba mechad v'savaka. We're talking about food. We should go into the heart of the Savat and after. It says in between we have this in called Eretz Asher Avodah Vayazel. That is the Kliyokah's argument on this also, that where we bring in about the metals here, where we should go straight from the eating of the bread to the in of the benching. Because before we bench on bread, why is it a hefsek? So he brings down that here, though, still turning the Kliyokah to Imazbir that. The Torah see over here learns the tiny stuff. The Torah learns that the Torah tells over here that the Torah is telling us the Indian that the Avneho Abazel that the Talmud Chachon of Eretz Yisrael has special Nikudo, special Milas. They're like Mechazlis each other, like Bazel. And we refer to the Talmud Chachon that Eretz Yisrael produces. It's also production of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's interesting to note that it would be very geschmack if you had of the Kliyokah's oil on this water, but it would be very interesting to know that it would be very geschmack of why the Kliyokah of Eretz Yisrael is actually not true. One of the things that you know, the Chuyukah, the Rizal Brits, the Torah that Hashem did. And that was very important to tell you that the might plenty of hope that we have great cash that the coach wants to give it to the contact of Subis decide the payers are going to be. That's also a similar the Ruch of the Eretz Yisrael. That's what produces great time to Chachamim, the core of Eretz Yisrael, and Fakir, that could be the Yisrael, because the great Gashmi is a sin of the Ruch is that there's a great Hashpah. Whenever there's Gashmi, there's a great Hashpah to Eretz Yisrael, to the union of Ruch. United Souls. So just like the Gashmi is going to be great, so too the Ruchni is going to be great. That's what Torah wants to tell us. Eretz Shavanah Barzel, Adel Avanah Rebonecha. But just like Eretz Yisrael, so it produces great Teiras, so too it produces great Talmidei Chacham, that's the Kirk and the Schutz Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the benching on Eretz HaToyva, and the Chol Eretz HaToyva, we mention their bris, the Torah, they were the Torah Hashem gives us, because Eretz Yisrael Taka goes in hand in hand with that, the Kodesh of the Torah that Eretz Yisrael produces. It's a great story to know, especially with those who want to come to Eretz Yisrael, those who love that Eretz Yisrael has that great Kodesh of producing great Talmidei Chachamim, and from the exit of the land, the Kodesh of the land, the Kodesh of the Kedusha of the land. That one has a koyach to produce and to make great Talmidei Chachamim. The avira of Eretz Yisrael's machim, says the Gemara Baruch Batzra, and the koyach of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, makes a person have a more inkling to learn Torah, to steig in Torah, to grow in Torah. This is one of the great things that the prophet, I think, is speaking out. But the prophet continues and says, "V'achal to v'savot v'irachish v'lakech v'arat v'tui v'asher nosan loch." It says in the Torah over here is going and telling us what Hashem has given to us. You know, after all the trials, after all the problems, after all the nisyonot that went through in the Midbar, when it comes to a rest, it will be worth it. What is the what did the Torah bring in with the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon in the middle of it? That's right here, we have to tell you about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. The Chayim, we should tell you it, you know, by the thinking of where we talk about all the mitzvah, Paschi Seitzeh, later on we have all the mitzvahs that we have to do, and there's other passages of the Torah, we talk about mitzvahs. Here the Chayim, the Torah is not in Oishin, in Havachos of mitzvahs. Here the Torah is talking about the Indian of coming to Eretz Yisrael. And the greatness that we're going to have in Eretz Yisrael. So, what is the purpose of the Torah mentions here about how to be savoted with after the Shalom and careful of the Torah Shalom? And I think over here, the story is very, very, very clear and very, very important to know the Tachlis. And that is, and especially Eretz Yisrael, but especially everything that we have, because Baruch Hu has this one Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives blessing in this world. He gives shefa. He gives unbelievable toiv and bountiful presence to every single person. But there's a tachlis. And that tachlis is that a person has to recognize the toiv. It's not enough to spend time just to say thank you. A person has to recognize the toiv. And that's the tachlis of everything. Every Torah that Hashem does in us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tachlis is you should recognize that it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not only that, but here I think is the story even more so, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us his story that if we want to keep something, if we want the thing to remain by us, the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us this tremendous present as the Lord brought us the actions, the Yisroel that we have to get Eretz Yisroel is a lesson that we have to appreciate the Matana that we have. But we have to realize the Yisroel. It's not only that there's a mitzvah to appreciate it. It's not only the mitzvah to appreciate it. The mitzvah of appreciation is what keeps it by us. It's what's mastered it, what makes sure it stays by us. But if we appreciate it, then we will give you more bracha. And we think, and we spend time out for the good that we have of getting this Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, "Oh, about it, I'll give you even more bracha." But if Chas v'Shalom, that's what I think this continuation of is the pesuk. If you look carefully, the pesuk in the next part of Yisrael, "Mochot betishkach Hashem lekecha," unless you forget Hashem and all the mitzvahs, unless you're going to get the thing and get it. But Ma'aseh service of Dava, if you're going to do, Rashi said, the pesuk will come in, you're going to be thrown off the land. Forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yisroel over here of a Chavrut of Chutzim being a mitzvah saseh is a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us the idea. He's planting our minds the idea. I'm giving you a great land. I'm giving you a land with all the milas, the miles of Gashmias, and the miles of Ruchas that we said now, the Rashev and the Ezel, that this land produces great Ruchas. But you got to spend time. Every time you have that opportunity, every time you eat, you got to take out the time to appreciate what I've given you. And you appreciate it, then everything's gewaldig, but at the end, you're not only going to be doing mitzvah, but more than so, that so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since you appreciate what Hashem's giving you, Hashem says, okay, it'll stay by you. I forget. I want it to remain by you. But if you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you come to a point where if you're going to forget, not bench and not recognize the Torah, what are you going to come to if you see the following psukim tell us, you're going to think that maybe I'm the one who does this work. I'm the one. It's my land. I work the land. I toil the land. I'm the one producing the potatoes. I'm the one who's been successful in everything I've done over here. Then what comes out, I am Shechar, you're going to lose the land. You don't appreciate it. You don't think about what you've been given. Certainly, Shalom Hashem is going to take it away. So therefore, the Yachalt was the here, not just Tom Kamtel's and Mitzvah. It's an integral part of to keep the land. Not only you should have the land, but Hashem wants us to keep it. Hashem wants us to keep it forever. And the only way we can keep the land, and the only way we can keep it as this is if we appreciate what we have. We appreciate every shade of it. And that's why the Pasuk speaks out, not only the Gashmis, but even the Ruchnias. Hashem Abba Ba'arz now, through the Talmud Chachom, the Ruchas that we have. And then we have to thank Him because of Muslim for the Torah that we have, for everything that we have, because we realize that this is all the schuz that Hashem has given us. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And for Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to thank Him. If Hashem, we're not going to thank and think deeply into the appreciation that we have for what we've given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away. You'll forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and later the Pesukim will say, later on, what the Torah you do, Hashem will take you off the land. During this last Kufa that I just saw, we've gone through tremendous mysteriousness. I mean, I was in America, so I didn't go as much, but my family was here, and everybody knows the tremendous, terrible things that are going on here. And reminded the service of God, but there's another Nakuda that I think we'll forget about. And we have to mourn the tragedies. We have to talk and sit down and realize that every single neshama, every single kid that was lost in the Muhammad is a terrible tragedy. It's so that everybody has to, as we come to our readings, that we have to feel the pain, to feel the remorse and the difficulty that these families are struggling with into today. Obviously, a person for a second has to feel a little bit, sad for the person, but then it goes on. But he goes on with his life. But these families forever have this struggle and have this sadness that's within their heart. So the heart has to be with them. They have to share the pain. But on top of that, we have to deal with the tremendous miracles that are going on in that society. Unbelievable miracles. I saw in one of these magazines recently that Moshe Sternbach Shlita was massacred, that he decides that we should take the three Mizmori to him, that he said Te Gimel, and he cooks the Chavav, and cooks Lama. That's not to be said when there's Chatzah Shalom problems, where it's Israel, with our origin, but Moshe Sternman added the Kapitel, I think Kapitel Kuf, I think it is, the Mizmori Soida, that we have to also say the Mizmori Soida. He said, besides crying out and begging Hashem to write to him to save us from the enemies, we have to appreciate the miracles that are taking place. We have to appreciate the miracles, and that brings the more miracles. The more we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence, for what he's doing over here, unbelievable stories of how things were supposed to. My wife told me a story where there was a certain racket that the Iron Dome missed, and it was supposed to hit a big canyon, a big mall in Al Kalavir, and all of a sudden a wind came and push it off into the sea. No one understood what this wind was about, where this wind came from. And people that shut off the gas, the tanks, just a second before, miracle people leaving the house just a second before these things were about to hit. Tremendous, tremendous miracles, one after the next. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu have so much rahmanis and so much watching over as this girl. He added into that, and a group of Tehillim, we have to give the Mizmor Soida on the miracles that are taking place. And even though the Maitar Tzara is there for all of us who are suffering, but at the same time, there has to be Hoidah. Because Hoidah brings more, the more we recognize, the more we understand what's good. And the Mishnah says that in the Mitzvah Bikurim, the more we recognize what Hashem does for good. This is Hoshi Yigran. That's going to bring the more good. The more I recognize the person that good that he has in his life, I appreciate the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to again, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu is gonna bestow him with more and more good. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is chesed with the chelach. He wants to do chesed everybody. He wants to give us so much. He wants to give endless of toys. Obviously, he knows what's best for us, so he knows how much, which proportion to give us. But he wants to give us. But he wants one thing that we recognize it comes from. We should forget it now. And that's for our sake. Because once we forget, we'll be buried. And we'll do the wrong things with the things that we get. But if we recognize it comes from Hashem, we understand that it comes from him, the selfish adult will do the right things with what we get. I'll be able to use it out to serve Hashem in the proper way. Not only do you have to realize that the mitzvah is faith to bench, but we have to realize that the benching ensures that what we have, we'll be able to keep. And ensures also the Eiz Hashem that through the schut that we bench, and we have to run and we think about what we're saying, a fanger in Kodesh Baruch Hu, that will cause us to further our schut, to have more blessings to all, to have whatever we need.